Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. We're so thankful to be here. We hope you had a very Merry Christmas. Hope you're looking forward to 2020. On the last show, Dandy Don, you and I, we had Tamara Blankenship on the show, didn't we, sir?
We did. What a fantastic time we spent with Tamara. And she gave us some schooling, Jim. She gave us some schooling in communication for relationships. And I know I got in the hot seat a little bit, and it was actually fantastic.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Same here. But her show was just filled with information, especially for those that's facing the Christmas holidays and this time of year when it's kind of sad for some folks. And folks, if you missed that show, please subscribe to our channel. Please download it. You can go to YouTube and find it at the Speakers Pathway Coalition website. And we're just so glad to be here. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest, one of our members, Dandy Don. And before we get started, I got to say, when I first met this lady, she was talking to me about what she wanted to do. And I thought, oh, my goodness, there's no way we can help her, didn't I, Dan?
Yeah, I still remember we were giving that workshop, a storytelling workshop. This wonderfully bold woman in the audience kind of cornered us at one of the breaks and shared a big, big vision with us. And we were like, wow, this is so big. We don't know what to do with this thing, right?
Exactly right, because we were still in the county, you might say, trying to get our feet on the ground. And she's talking about changing the world. And my goodness gracious, I'm so glad that Sophia did not quit on us as easily as I quit on her, because I told her, I don't think we can help you, you know. But we're so glad to have her. Dandy Don, would you be so kind as to welcome her to the show, sir?
Absolutely. So from that beginning where, you know, we weren't quite what to do, you know, Sophia is just such a bundle of energy. We weren't quite sure what to do with all that energy. But, you know, you joined us, and I think it's been an incredibly fun ride. And I love what you're doing. Yes. I can't wait for you to share with the audience all the things that you're doing. So I want to welcome to the show, Sophia Olivas. Welcome so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so excited to be on this show and to share some really great information that I think some people will find surprising and shocking and provide some hope and some real applicable solutions that can be implemented and have some fantastic results.
Absolutely, because your show, I mean, you're all about women and creating financial sovereignty and security. And there's very surprising facts with that. Would you be kind enough to just give us an overview of your mission in life?
Yeah, so my whole focus is on women's financial sovereignty. And where that stems from and where it comes from is in dealing with the nonprofit world. What I've noticed is that there tends to be this pattern where a lot of these amazing people, programs, projects, and entities do these great works, have amazing intention. However, their focus is on after the fact. So they're very reactionary. Mm. And there's, you know, only so much traction you can get when you're constantly reactionary. And what I did was I took a look at what are some of the major concerns and kind of did like a whole wall in my house and put sticky notes and like, what's all the concerns of humanity? And I grouped them together and I came upon, three groups: poverty, violence, and mental health.
Wow, that's amazing. Poverty and is one of them, and I know that you're very much involved in that one there, and mental health and also abuse. My goodness gracious, That is a major problem facing a lot of ladies in this, in the whole world. Would you be kind enough, Sophia, to share a little bit of your background? How do you, what started you down this pathway of life?
Yeah, absolutely. My, my path came from something very personal in my childhood and was kind of shaped and developed by my travels. I solo backpacked over 30 countries, and I, in 2011 had an opportunity to meet with the Dalai Lama, and it kind of set me on this path of philanthropy. And specifically how I came to women's financial sovereignty is that I was taking a look at all of the different concerns that humanity has, and I was grouping them together. And I came to three different categories that I thought that the majority of the stuff that we're dealing with could fit in these categories, and that's poverty, violence, and mental health. And then I took a look at when faced with a challenge, especially one that's chronic, to get the most leverage and traction, I wanted to identify and work at the root cause. There's a lot of nonprofits, projects, and programs with great intentions are doing wonderful work out in the world. They tend to be reactionary, and I really wanted to do and get the most leverage by working at the root cause and identifying it. So I started to look at the research, and it was pointing to women's financial sovereignty as a breakthrough solution. And the data showed that when women are financially solvent, they go further in their education, they have kids later in life, they have less kids, they choose better domestic partners, and they take better care of their physical and mental health. So that right there would eradicate poverty, would alleviate violence, and it would bolster mental health. And the research, it further showed that when women are given money and business opportunities, the entire community rises up.
That's
so the
really,
conclusion of all that. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's really amazing, isn't it, Don? Because, Don, it's a well-known fact that education is the key that helps people bridge a lot of gaps, solve a lot of problems in their lives. Isn't that right?
And I love, Sophia, how you got deep into this, not looking at, well, let's try to solve this problem and this point problem, but really getting to the root cause. That was, I could have this vision of you with this blank wall with sticky notes and doing the work what a wonderful, wonderful service you've done in really understanding that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. When she mentioned that and you repeated it, Don, what I visualize is that I remember whenever you and I got together to create the Speakers Pathway Coalition, you had not one flip chart, but two flip charts. And we had a computer with a screen on the wall, and we were just, you know, we were looking here and looking there, and we were talking and all that. But that's what it takes. You got to have a game plan there. And that's what it takes to be successful in anything like a Speakers Pathway Coalition. We have a lot of complimentary gifts there, don't we, Don? Would you be kind enough before we go to commercial break and share one or two with the folks, please?
We do. If you go to speakerspathway.com, right in the middle of that homepage is complimentary gifts. You absolutely can't miss it. You click on that. It brings you to a page with little pictures of all of our executive training directors. And beside each one is offering a gift. The first one you'll see at the very top of the page is Koji Somaldi. He's our composition and video expert. He's offering to do a survey of all your video assets for your business. So if you want that, just click on the button next to Koji's beautiful picture and just get that information from Koji. It's incredibly valuable.
Hey, thank you, Don. I'm going to be sure and tell Koji you referred to his picture as a beautiful picture. Like, I imagine that'll make Koji's day. We're about 30 seconds away from a commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. We're visiting with Sophia Olivius, and I'm telling you, this young lady is on a mission. It's power-packed. She's going to change the world, and we're just so excited. So please subscribe to Speakers Pathway Coalition. Yes, do that. But subscribe to Your Futures Now. It's sponsored by speakerspathway.com. And share this great information with others. We'll be right back.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
About the Gaberlunzie bear caught rummaging through a refrigerator in an apartment in Colorado? The tenant heard noises coming from the kitchen and saw a bear with his head in the fridge looking for anything it could eat. What's the word for food that's unfit for human consumption? My wallop. The tenant locked himself in his bedroom and called for help. What's the word for the fear of bears? Ursophobia. We have lots of bears near our Colorado cabin, and we have been told that pepper spray will keep them away. But the idea that it would keep a 500-pound grizzly bear from attacking seems ridiculous to me. I think I'll try the pepper spray on myself and hope the bear doesn't like spicy foods. It's words you never heard. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. Please visit that website and get some wonderful complimentary gifts. Dandy Don McGrath, my good friend and business partner, he's going to share with you one of those great gifts with you right now. Dandy Don, would you be so kind to tell them about those complimentary gifts we have there at SpeakersPathway.com?
Yes, I absolutely will. It's the holidays. We all love gifts. If you go to speakerspathway.com, right in the middle of the page, you cannot miss it. It says complimentary gifts. Click on that. That'll bring you to a page with all of our executive training directors, and every one of them has a complimentary gift for you. And if you scroll down, you will see Sony Jackson, Dr. Sony Jackson, and she has a very special gift. It's how to turn leads into raving fans and customers. So just click on the, it says right beside her picture, it says, get your free gift. Click on that and get this valuable information. Sony is a marketing whiz.
Thank you, Dandy. You know, we were talking with Sophia Olivius, one of our members at SpeakersPathway.com, and very, very impressed with her because she's sharing with us when women are financially solvent and they're able to take care of themselves, they go further in their education, they have kids later on in life, they have less kids, they choose better domestic partners, which is a major plus in life. They take better care of themselves, not only physically, but mentally. And Dandy Don, I tell you right now, Sophia's really got a great mission going there, doesn't she, sir?
She absolutely does. And Sophia, you're explaining us this ripple effect of if we can affect women's financial sovereignty, it just ripples into many different areas. So we'd love you to share more about that.
Yeah. So what we're talking about is like what sources these concerns that we have, these chronic concerns that we have as far as poverty, our mental health challenges that are rising and violence and the uptick in it. And so when we take a look at the challenges in developing countries, one of the major ones, and I just got done participating in the United Nations 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence, also known as GBV. And what I learned in participating with it in South Africa is that this gender-based violence is in the form of rape and femicide. And there's also – so femicide, if you're not familiar with it, is when in a married couple, when wants to do something or has done something that could be seen as shameful – And for instance, maybe the husband committed adultery, and out of that act was infected, and it became AIDS, and he infected his wife. Mm-hmm. Instead of dealing with it, and he kills his wife, and then blames the wife for having gotten him AIDS, infected him. So that's a form of femicide, and the uptick in that. And when we look at these different things and about women being unbankable, how there's no financial institution sometimes within hundreds of miles in these developing countries from these villages, and even if there was one right smack in the middle, these people are unbankable, these women are, because they don't have any collateral. So what we're looking at is, how do we get these women, once they're secure, once they're solvent, it's just been proven that the entire community rises, that they, and to kind of give you a story, there was a woman in Africa, and she was very familiar with malaria, with this horrible disease. The atrocities and the death rate was staggering in this area where she was from. But she didn't know what to do, how to protect her children. And she took out a microloan through an organization that allowed for her to buy potatoes and nuts that she could sell, so that she could then buy treated nets that would help her and provide her information and nutrition for her children. And then she was able to buy a wagon, which let her get even more money. And the thing about this is that she was able to protect her children, educate herself, provide a living for them out of the funds with this microloan. And then she got a wagon so she could expand and kind of make her selling mobile. And then she then let, when she wasn't selling out of that wagon, she let her neighbors and her other people in the community use it so that they could do it. So this is the power of when you bring women together. They teach each other, they learn quicker, and then they support and encourage and collaborate with one another. So it's a little bit model than we see when we're dealing with mostly males in a more competitive state.
That's really interesting, because as you were talking about that, I'm sitting here and I'm visualizing, you know, how basic of a life that really is. And, you know, Dandy Don, I guess you've probably seen this too, but some of the most generous people on planet Earth are the people who don't have very much. But whatever they have, they're willing to share with others in a heartbeat, aren't they?
It really is amazing. And as I was sitting here listening to that story, Sophia, I was wondering, and maybe you know this, how big was that microloan? Do you have any idea?
It was $100.
So wow. Talk about things that can be life-changing on a scale that we can't even imagine, right? Like my wife and I will go out regularly and spend more than $100 on a single meal. And yet look at what that did, what that financial boost did for that whole town, right?
The community, exactly. Yeah. That is the point. It was given to one individual, a woman, and she utilized that for her family and then her community.
That is absolutely amazing. Before we go any further in this show, let me just say, whoa, wait a minute. You know, Sophia, there's going to be people reaching out to you. How in the world can they get in touch with you to say, hey, I'd like to, you know who I could get in touch with to be able to, you know, help someone with funds or whatever. I've got $100 or whatever, something of that nature. Or how can they actually become involved with you and keep track of you and communicate with you? Would you be kind enough to share that with them, please?
Yeah, absolutely. I put together a landing page so that you can communicate with me. It's at bit.ly/connectwithSophia. So let me spell it for you. If you're not familiar with Bitly links, it's B-I-T, as in Tom, .ly/connect. With the Sophia, and that's capital C O N N E C T W I T H, capital S O P H I A. And connect with me there. And I'm also, my Twitter handle and Facebook handle, my Facebook handle is at the Sophia Olivas, that's T H E, and my Twitter handle is Sophia Olivas.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'll have all those links in the description of the show, and they'll be available on YouTube and Speakers Pathway Coalition on YouTube. And also here at the radio station, Toganet, just click on the shows and / your future is now, because this is, there's a lot of information out there. And just hearing what I've heard right now, I mean, I'm inspired, and I know others will be inspired to be able to say, hey, it don't take a, you know, a ton of money to make a difference in one person's life. And Don, that's very encouraging, isn't it?
It really is. It really is encouraging that you can change the lives of an entire community. And this is in a country where they don't have a lot. But Sophia, I'm just kind of interested. Do we have some of those same issues here in the Western world?
12% in the U.S., 12% of the leadership positions, we're talking like CEO and political positions, are fulfilled by women. That's just, and that's in a first world country. We're supposed to be modern and leaders. It's just a staggering rate. So things that we can look at are the gender gap in the pay rate is incredibly lagging. And some of the facts are that 80% of women after retirement age are at below poverty level. Yet everybody knows the fact that women live longer than men, and that's pretty much almost anywhere in the world. Yet we make 80% less in retirement, and that's 80% of us that are in poverty. So there's something. This isn't a third world country issue. There's something definitely going on that if we were to take a look at it and really apply just some simple stuff, some simple tactics and tools, that how the whole world would shift from it.
I remember back in the 80s, I knew a guy and his wife, and he had a business, and she was the brains of the organization, to be honest with you, because he was a good guy and all that, but he was just, you know, this guy could goof up a one-car funeral, folks, at times. I'm not kidding you. I'm not trying to be cruel. That's just the way he was. But his wife made him what he was, and after he passed away, she tried to get her own credit. And she struggled with that, getting her credit, because he had all of the credit under his Social Security number. He had all the things going for him. And she says, well, wait a minute. I was the one that paid all the bills. I was the one that did all the hard work and sweat equity. So, you know, it's just not in foreign countries that we have a problem with women getting proper recognition. And Sophia, I want to personally thank you for going on this mission. And I also want to personally thank you for not listening to me the first time you met me, because my goodness gracious, your vision was so big and my mind was so small. So please forgive me if you would, please.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad you didn't listen to me. But Don, I tell you what she's doing here and the direction that she's going, this is going to be a show for a lot of women. And please take note. Please get in touch with Sophia. We'll have her address, have all of our contact information. I have it already. I'll put it on the description. So be sure and share this video with women all around the world. And we got about 1 minute to commercial. Dandy Don, I'm floored. How about you, brother?
I am, and it's just very heartwarming. I'm the youngest of five and the only boy in my family, so I was surrounded by women in my life, and I know this means so much to so many. And obviously this means a lot to women, but men in the audience, we're not here without women. This is really a show for everyone. This is really a topic for everyone. And just thank you so much for Sophia for kind of championing this and doing all the great things that you're doing in the world. And I can't wait to hear even more when we come back for this break, because, you know, Sophia's been doing some incredible things, Jim, right?
She really has. And I mean, when you talk about women's financial sovereignty, she has taken on this worldwide mission. She's going to the grassroots level. And I can't wait to hear what she's going to share with us as we come back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's merging.
Whenever we hear a recording of our own voice, it always sounds different than we think. This is because the bones in our skull create a resonance from within that makes our voice sound deeper to us. But our recorded voice is how others hear us. I'm sure I'm not the first person who has uttered the words, "I really don't sound like that, do I?" Margaret Thatcher famously underwent vocal training to lower her voice and make her sound more statesmanlike. Recently, British Airways polled Americans and Britons to see who they believed had the sexiest voices. Morgan Freeman was voted number one. If a judge loves the sound of his own voice, expect a long sentence. What's a word for a person who loves to hear the sound of their own voice? A philodox.
It's merging neighborhood.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And SpeakersPathway.com, in addition to having the complimentary gifts that Dandy Don has talked about, we also have a special, special, special opportunity for what I call the two-week Try Me program. And we're giving that out. We started that on Friday after Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday on the following Monday after Thanksgiving. And it's been so popular, we're just keeping it up. And Dandy Don, would you share a little bit of that with the folks, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So at Speakers Pathway, we really help people who have a big message, who have a business looking to use the written and spoken word in their business. And we have over 40 courses that are accessible 24/7, 365 on speaking, on how to write your book, how to grow a following. It's everything you need to know. And along with those courses, we've got coaching every week. And our members who are really digging in and taking advantage of what we have to offer just have really just, like Sophia, have really just kind of just really taken things to the next level. So if this is something of interest to you, you can go to Speakers Pathway, and there's an opportunity to try us out for 2 weeks. And if you try it, we think you'll like it, and we would love to work with you.
Absolutely, and at speakerspathway.com. Thank you so much, Dandy. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, we got Sophia Olivius, and my goodness gracious, she's been really sharing some information with us. And during the break, she shared something about the Fortune 500 companies that really shocked me. Didn't you, Dandy?
It totally shocked us. So Sophia, what shocking thing did you share with us?
I was letting you guys know that less than 6% of the Fortune 500 companies have female CEOs. So the number is 27 companies to be exact, and that's in a country where it's 50-50 women and men. So yeah.
That's crazy, right? I mean, 50-50 women and men. I mean, that's crazy. It's really crazy.
It's totally out of balance with everything else, because with the education levels, with the potential that everyone has, the ability for a person to be able to use their God-given talents, their wisdom, their education, their everything, and not have that opportunity, because I tell you, that's a huge disservice all the way around. Everyone's getting robbed on that deal, the way I look about it. How about you, Sophia? How do you feel about it?
Well, so there is a huge missed economic opportunity there. What women bring to the table, because a majority of them are prohibited from even entering in the workforce or in what are called vulnerable employees. And what that means is they're in a precarious employment, either low pay, low or no benefits, lack of protective standards. So basically, in layman terms, they have crappy, dangerous, and low-paying jobs, but a lot of them are prevented from even going into the job markets, let alone leadership positions, because of lack of childcare. And if you think about the women that want to go into business, if they were to have correct opportunities, like opportunities that allow for growth and advancement and leadership, as well as having that childcare provided, economic, like it's a $1 trillion economic missed opportunity. And I'm going to go back to what I said. Women come at business in a little bit of a different style. They come at it in a cooperative nature, whereas men come at it more of a competitive nature, and both have equal pros and cons to it. Both are necessary. The thing is that when you add more women to the table, you're going to have different outcomes, different points of view, different references, and that would really help businesses to bring the women to the table. And also, you know, you could see it in politics and what it results in when, you know, you look at certain countries that there's only been, what, just under 30 countries that have had female leaders of those countries. And we have over 139 countries. Like, there's 139 countries, of which I believe it's 24 have had leaders that are female. And America is not one of them.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, we were talking during the break, and I was going to mention, I said I might mention this, I don't know, but I would like to mention the 31 years I spent in the United States Army. 28 was in the reserves. But my point being, when I got information to go see Sergeant so-and-so, I wouldn't know, and if I didn't know the sergeant, I wouldn't know if it was going to be male or female, black or white or whatever, but it didn't matter, because that sergeant was there to use their God-given talents, their expertise, their wisdom, everything to do the job. And that's where the focus should be. It should be on the person's ability, their integrity, just who they are. And we still tend to put people in a box, don't we, Dandy? As sad as it is.
Yeah, we like that. Labels are easy, right? Labels are convenient. Labels are fast, right? They allow us to sort things in our mind. But as Sophia was sharing that with us, it really, what came to my mind is it's obvious from those numbers that men have defined the whole game. Men have defined the game on how we do business together. And just how different would it be if that game had input from more diverse, including more women, how different would that entire game be, right, Sophia?
Yeah, absolutely. What you want to look at is the technology that's available now and adding women to the mix, how it just could change. Well, it's a whole new thing. We could, you know, once we start dealing with these chronic challenges that we have, poverty, violence, mental health. Once we start, you know, actually coming in and implying some real world solutions that are simple and scalable, what you'll see is that we can now start moving into the part where humanity actually starts contributing on an earth scale, on a universal scale, and like out there scale. We're just so in our own stuff for so long, we can't even think outside of ourselves. Whereas that's where a lot of isolationism and nationalism comes into play. And what's missed is, well, that's wherever the validity in that narrative is, the opportunity for women to be brought into the fold and allowed to contribute, and what they bring about when they do contribute, that's what's missing. And that's what could really be a game changer here. And I want to throw a challenge out to your listeners. You know, if you're a male listening, what doors have you opened for women? And I'm not talking, you know, the doors when you're going into an office. I'm talking about, where have you seen a woman that was not getting a seat at the table and you personally made that introduction for her? You gave her that opportunity. You mentored her. That's what I want to know from your listeners is where are the men stepping up to the plate to say, you know, we want to see we want this game changer. We want the women on the table. We want to see what they can bring.
And you're right with those numbers, Sophia. That's the only way it's going to shift quickly, right? Just think about it.
Yes.
Just think about it. If only 6% of the CEOs in Fortune 500 companies are opening the doors, it's not going to move very quickly. But if the other 94% were more conscious and of the benefits of doing so, it could move quickly. I love your challenge.
Well, I'll tell you how women can do it for themselves. So this is going to be the game changer. Technology, specifically blockchain. Women listening to me, you get yourself wrapped into the blockchain world, and it is an absolute equalizer. It doesn't matter what your financial status, your educational, your societal status. If you learn blockchain, it is so necessary into this world that we're moving into, this next step of the technological era. You will call your shots. You will be able to work from home. I mean, the pay is outstanding, and it's not based on gender because there's such a need for blockchain developers and people that are familiar with the technology that's built within blockchain. And even if you were to learn crypto, and that's a game changer for women alone, because women that are unbankable and in areas where they don't have financial institutions, cryptocurrency, if you were to learn about digital currency, that means that you're your own bank. You can bypass the financial institutions. You can have people specifically donate to you and your cause, and it's fully transparent being on the blockchain. They can know exactly what you're doing, how those resources are being used. And if you're a nonprofit that gives to these entities, you want to get on the blockchain. You want to be able to start accepting cryptocurrency, because the majority of the newest billionaires in this last decade are cryptocurrency billionaires. They're the ones that were the early adopters in Bitcoin during the recession and now have a huge amount of wealth and resources. And the way they move that money is through cryptocurrency.
That's extremely interesting, because as you were talking there, I was thinking about one of the things that Bill Heindrich, one of our executive training directors, teaches about. When we're locked into the physical world, we look at all of our limitations. But if we just, you know, ignore the physical and say, this is what I'm going to do, this is how I'm going to make it happen, and I'm just looking for opportunity because I will not quit. Little hinges will open big doors. And Don, we've seen that time and time and time again, because in the mental world, we kind of like shackle ourselves down, don't we? We just seem to, you know, look at our limitations rather than our opportunities in life. And opportunities, when you look for them, they come, don't they, Dandy?
They do, when you're not even looking for them, like meeting someone like Sophia in Phoenix at this little workshop, and how that's going on to change so many people's lives. And I when we come back, Sophia, I want to learn a little bit more about cryptocurrency and about blockchain, so I can wrap my head around it. I know I've seen it in social media, and I'd like to learn a little bit more about that when we come back, and I'm sure our listeners are thinking the same thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Sophia. And we got about 30 seconds before we go to commercial. Also, too, I want you to share with the audience about how you became involved with the UN, because this was the thing that she started talking to me about way back months ago, and I'm thinking, this lady is out of my league. But well, I want you to share with the audience about the UN as well and all the information, because the rest of this show, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be Sophia's show from the Alpha to the Omega. And Don and I, we're going to let her take the ball and run with it, because we're going to be right back right after commercial here in just a few minutes. Thank you.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Notice you buy more groceries when you use a large shopping cart. The shopping cart, or trolley as it was originally called, was invented in 1937 by Sylvan Goldman, owner of 2 Oklahoma City grocery stores. Back then, shoppers carried their food in wicker baskets. One day, Goldman was observing his customers and realized that as soon as their baskets were full or too heavy on their arm, people stopped shopping. Goldman thought, if we could somehow give customers 2 baskets, we could do considerably more business. What's another word for a resourceful person? A debrouillard. Goldman put wheels on some folding chairs, attached 2 baskets to the seat, and let the back of the chair act as a handle so the cart could be pushed with one hand. What do you call anything that can be manipulated with one hand? A thumb-a-doodle.
It's marching neighborhood.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by the Speakers Pathway Coalition at speakerspathway.com. Please go there and look us up and check us out and get some free gifts while you're there. And today, Dandy Don, I want to get right into this program here, finishing up with Sophia. But she has really hit the nail on the head. And as far as I'm concerned, hey, guys, you know, Ben looked up an interesting fact. Says 50.8% of the population here, according to census.com, is ladies, and the rest, of course, is men. But I mean, it's very, very close. But I mean, for someone to think that a lady should not have the same opportunity as a man, that is egotistical, it is self-centered, and it's very, very ignorant, isn't it, Dandy Don? That's the way I feel. I'm speaking for myself now.
Yeah, it just seems kind of mind-blowing, you know, since here we are, how many years later after equal rights, here's, you know, all the things that have been underway for, you know, decades, I would say, but here's where we are, right? Then those numbers don't lie. They speak for themselves. So before the break, Sophia, you shared a technology that I know you love, because you see it as really changing the game, mostly in other countries, but also having some effect here in the world, and that is blockchain technology. Can you give it for like a guy like me who's kind of not all that smart? Can you kind of give me the 1 minute, like what I need to know about blockchain?
Yeah, so blockchain is definitely the game as far as dealing with a lot of these gender-based issues. So I'm going to just kind of give you an analogy. Blockchain is a ledger, like a bank ledger. It's a list of all kinds of transactions, and it's visible, it's transparent. Anybody at any time can look at the block and see who's doing what, the transaction. And it's also immutable, meaning it cannot be altered. So those are two very powerful and important things. So if blockchain was like the train track, then the cars that go on it are the different components, like the applications that get built are the rail cars. And one of those applications, one of those railroad cars, is cryptocurrency. And a lot of people might be like, well, what is that? Is it real? Is it? So you've actually been dealing with digital currency for quite an extensive amount of your time if you've ever used a debit card or a credit card, because that is not, you know, physical cash. That is a digital access to your physical cash. But it really is the same concept. And a lot of people are like, well, Bitcoin is one type of cryptocurrency. There's over 2,000 types of cryptocurrency. And the thing to just know about it is it's a way to move money to without bypassing the middleman, which are the financial institutions. And it was a gift that was given to humanity by Satoshi Nakamoto back in 2008 so that we because it was at the recession, and then we were noticing at the height of a recession, and Satoshi Nakamoto felt like we wanted to give the power back to the people and to remove that power from the financial institutions that put us in those predicaments. So all I would say is find a way to get some information on cryptocurrency. It's definitely a game changer. It's a way to generate wealth. It's a way to bypass financial institutions. And right now, the government is really trying to catch up. And there's a lot of tax incentives, massive tax incentives. There's people that completely live off of crypto. And because crypto is not classified as an asset, you're not taxed when you're in the crypto market. So let me translate that for you. There are people that are living in a tax-free environment, completely living off of that. And you should find out how to do that. And connecting with me is one way to do that. So what I wanted to share now is about, you asked me about the UN and how, like, I came up to you and approached you guys. Is it okay I share a little bit about that?
Yeah, please do, because already you've blown my mind on the this technology here. And yeah, and ladies and gentlemen, you'll see what I was up against, because she come in, she's charged up because this is who I am, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to the UN. So please tell us, and you're on your way there, aren't you?
I am. Thank you. So earlier this year, I spoke at the Conference for Global Transformation, and I submitted and got my white paper published. And my white paper was on poverty, and my speaking engagement was about how technology makes us more human and, like, the impact of technology and kind of the things I've been sharing with you. And I knew that I wanted to have more of a reach and more of a bite in my message. And I knew that the United Nations in 2015, they came up with their SBG, their sustainable business goals. And one of them is that to eradicate extreme poverty by 2030. And I knew that with this technology, with blockchain, specifically with cryptocurrency, that I could jumpstart that in light speed and actually really make sure that they not only did they achieve that 2030 goal of eradicating extreme poverty, but do it way ahead of time and really start to implement things in it with the people being at the core of it. And so out of my conversation, of my talk that I had at the Conference for Global Transformation, there was a gentleman there with the United Nations. It's the Conference for Global Transformation is 1,000 of the highest levels of my peers. There's scientists, doctors, politicians, just all kinds of amazing people that are all up to seeing what we can do. What solutions can we provide to these challenges that we're seeing? And they're all in an inquiry, and it's extremely collaborative. Everybody's sharing their information, which, especially in the scientific world, they tend to be a little bit more isolationist. And out of that, I met the United Nations, and I started speaking for them for the Rotary, for Amnesty International. And I am officially, just this last week, I got put on the ballot for the United Nations Association representative for the Rocky Mountain region. So if I win the position, it was vacated. It was a vacated position. I would be in charge of representing the Rocky Mountain states between the UN and the politicians.
Wow. Congratulations. And ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you right now, Sophia's not a great choice for that position. She's the only choice for that position. Wouldn't you agree with that, Dandy?
The only choice. The words were in my mouth. They were like in the back of my mouth, and you had to go out and spit them out, Jen. You beat me to the punch.
And I was just super excited. I remember telling you guys immediately. I'm like, oh my, because it's one of these nominations where you don't know who you're up against. until you go on the ballot. And then I had to send the picture. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm on the ballot with a mayor and a commissioner. And then there's me. And I'm like, I already won. That's just amazing that just to be on a ballot with that kind of caliber and mm-hmm. myself, not, I've had leadership positions. I've just not had any political leadership positions.
Yeah. When you talk about the ballot, Ben wanted to ask the question, who votes on the
Yes, I wish it could be any of my friends and families, but it is specifically United Nations members, and you would have had to have been a member before, like earlier this year.
Wow, that's amazing. But before we go, we got a few minutes left. Sophia, please, again, share with people how they can get in touch with you, how they can find, you know, just say, hey, I want to know more. Would you be
kind of? There's several different ways you can get a hold of me. So one of them is my Twitter handle is Sophia Olivas. My Facebook handle is THE Sophia Olivas. And I created a landing page for you guys to just go ahead and connect with me. And you can just book a one-on-one right there, whether it's if you want to have me come and speak and do a keynote, or you want to hear more about blockchain and crypto, or your company is looking at tokenizing and what that looks like. It's bit.ly/connect with Sophia. That's capital C O N N E C T, capital W I T H, capital S O P H I A.
Thank you so much. And Dandy Don and I, we have both seen Sophia on stage. And if you're looking for a dynamite speaker, Dandy Don, I mean, I don't want to take any more words out of your mouth. What would you tell them about Sophia?
Sophia is articulate, extremely sharp, extremely convincing, very inspiring. If you have a stage somewhere and you're looking for someone to talk about women's topics, about technology, you need to reach out to Sophia. So just do it. Don't think about it. Just do it. You know exactly how to do it. So that's what I have to say, Jim.
Absolutely. Because, if you're a host of a show, or if you're, your event coordinator, you want to make sure that the person that's coming on as a guest speaker will make you look good to your audience. Sophia Olivas is that person. Let me humbly tell you that from the bottom of my heart. That's why I asked Sophia if she would be kind enough to do the show with me today, and she graciously said yes. So, Sophia, on behalf of Dandy Don and myself, we want to personally thank you for taking the time out of your busy day and out of your holiday schedule to be with us and record this show for the listening audience. Thank you so very, very, very much.
My absolute pleasure.
Well, Dandy Don, I tell you, after listening to her and, did she say something about a lifestyle that you can live on Bitcoin and not have to pay taxes? I got to find out more about it. See how a lady can teach you some things, and, especially an old country boy like me that doesn't, there's a lot of things she's shared with us today that I didn't have a clue about.
And if I could just put one more little fact in there about crypto. So some of the top nonprofit NGOs like the Red Cross, like so the top ones that you know about, since 2017, they've been accepting crypto and they've tripled their donations.
Wow.
So anybody in the nonprofit world that just heard what I said but still don't understand it, connect with me. I will tell you how to do that with just one minor inexpensive change to your model of business for your revenue. And you go from, handouts and having to constantly fundraise to being overwhelmed and flooded with donations just by accepting cryptocurrency.
Holy smokes. I'm going to make that comment there in the description to make sure that people can pick up on that, because that's extremely valuable. Thank you again for sharing all that wonderful information with us. We've probably got about 15 seconds left. And Dandy Don, would you like to share anything else, or just thank Sophia for being with us, sir?
No, just I'm so proud of what you're doing, Sophia. I'm proud of you, proud to know you, and proud of what you're doing. And just keep up the great work. And thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next week. Have a wonderful and safe Happy New Year.